Thank you, Chair. I appreciate everyone's work on this and trying to find a way through. I have a suggestion for the chapeau paragraph, which I think might address or try to find a way between some of these concerns. I'll read it here and then we can dictate it more slowly. I understand the need by some groups to say that these measures are necessary, and I think we'd be open to that idea, but they are not necessarily always or in all places necessary. So my suggestion would be, where special measures are necessary to address structural disparities and de facto inequalities affecting the rights of people of African descent, they are taken consistent with Article 1.4 of the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. My thinking here is this does speak to the fact that they are necessary in some cases, but it also addresses the idea that they are not universally necessary. That is a suggestion. I agree with the chair that perhaps wordsmithing this in the group is not the most productive way to move forward, but I did want to provide one possible way to move forward, a proactive suggestion. Regarding 2bis, if you could just page down for me, please, so I can see it. I would say the U.S. is prepared, depending on the final formulation, but we can move forward with that formulation about monitoring measures and things like that, largely contingent on the classically shall-should issue. But we could move to a sort of light green there. And if you'd like me to send that text, or if you'd like to do it now, if people think that there's any efficacy in my suggestion, I'm happy to do it either way.